What's your general algorithm right now? I know, and we'll talk about some of the trials that you're working on, but assuming a patient's not eligible for a study, first line, second line, third line metastatic disease, how do you sort through that right now off study?
For good prognosis patients, some of the most mature and best data front line is really with the VEGFR tyrosine kinase inhibitors, and specifically with sunitinib, because that study was done frontline in good prognosis patients, and it was a single drug. And so that's probably would be my choice as first-line therapy. That's driven also in part by the fact that, at least as of today, bevacizumab has not yet received full regulatory approval for treatment. Thereafter, whether one then uses the alternative VEGFR inhibitors, since there's data that there are responses, or whether one uses bevacizumab, or whether one should use one of the mTOR inhibitors, and specifically temsirolimus, I think remains an open question.
What do you tend to do second line?
We have a tendency to enroll patients on one of our trials, and there's two sort of classes of trials we're looking at. We're looking at the use of alternative VEGF receptor targeting agents, but also have a trial looking at combinations with bevacizumab.
What specific combinations are you looking at?
So one of the combinations that we're looking at is a combination with gemcitabine and capecitabine based on some earlier work that we've done both at our institution and through the CALGB, but there are some other trials that have been proposed as well.
Can you talk about that study that looked at gem and capecitabine?
So that was a trial we did a couple of years ago, and in that particular study, we saw about 10 to 15% of patients have an objective response, which was the primary endpoint, but it was not felt that that response rate was sufficient for moving the combination forward in a phase 3 setting.
But now you're looking at that plus Bev.
And we're looking at that plus Bev and seeing if we can get enough of a response in order to justify further larger trials.
Any sort of preliminary observations?
I think the preliminary observations are encouraging, but time will have to tell.